This is the most wonderful time of the year. It brings such joy, and it makes people smile. It makes me smile as well. I love buying gifts for others. I love bringing joy to others. Christmas is a wonderful birthday celebration for our sweet Lord. Don't just go through those motions. Believe and know that your Heavenly Father adores you and loves you and loves that personal relationship that he has with you. Jesus is the hope of Christmas. He is the light when the world looks dark. Why did Jesus come to earth? Jesus brings peace to this world. He has come to give abundant life. Jesus is our loving and protective sacrificial leader. We have been called to trust him and to find salvation and reconciliation through his final sacrifice. He rejoices in our living committed lives to him. It is not a life of more and more rules. It is a life of trusting Jesus as our Savior. It is a life of putting Jesus first and living out our faith. Jesus knows the names of those who are listening and believe. He knows our names. I'll be reading from John 10, verse 1 through 15. John 10, starting at verse 1. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. And then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." Jesus knows his people, and he leads his people. Listen. Listen for his words as he leads you. Isn't it a bit crazy that it was the religious people who were the antagonists against Jesus? They simply started adding more to the stories and creating more and more rules needed to be considered faithful. They were false teachers. They were corrupt. They were thieves. And Jesus calls us by our name. And he reiterates that he is the only way to God. He loves each of us individually. We need to know his voice. We need to listen to his voice. We need to know his voice as the sheep knew their shepherd's voice. Jesus is the way to enter into a relationship with God. Very truly, I tell you, "I am the gate for the sheep," said Jesus. He walks before us every minute of every day. Jesus already knows what we will experience and how our lives will turn out. I'd like to share a videotape of John 10 at this time, if Matt is able to pull that up.
Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of a blind?" Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered round him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us, plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Again his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? We are not stoning you for any good work," they replied, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own, and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy? Because I said, I am God's son. Do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. Again, they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. There he stayed, and many people came to him. They said, though John never performed a sign, all that John said about this man was true. And in that place, many believed in Jesus.
If you have dementia or are afraid you might have it, you shouldn't drink warm water, and I'll explain why. Hardly anyone knows this.
We're fine right there. I love seeing the producer of that created such a beautiful sheep, a beautiful a picture of sheep and what they're like, and their softness, their silliness, their, some people would say, dumbness, right? Because they don't know what direction they're going in. However, when they hear their master's voice, the shepherd's voice, they follow them. They know the voice of Jesus. And this holiday season, that's what I would encourage each of you to do, to know, truly know the voice of Jesus. Give yourself time. Give yourself patience. Give yourself the love that Jesus wants to offer you as you listen for his words. He knows his people and he leads his people. The peace of our Lord is so different than worldly peace. We are safe in his care during difficult times. And I would say that some of us are going through some difficult times. And he is with us. Jesus provides more abundant life. A more abundant life that is so purposeful. This abundant life is about inner joy and a true sense of peace. My mother's sister passed away this week. We were shocked. It's her younger sister. She's a devout Catholic, and I would say she was a beautiful Christian. And she gave of her time to the Girl Scouts and to the church, whatever the church needed. She baked cakes. She baked my wedding cake. She was always serving others in such beautiful ways. And we know when she set her head down on her kitchen table and passed away that she was at total peace. And her children, when they came to the house, felt that she was just so beautiful with her head laying down on the kitchen table. It's going to be a hard couple of weeks. My mother is working on coming to grips with the whole thing because my mother felt that she would have been the first one to go with the ailments that she has. And she keeps saying, what are we going to do without Tina? But I think that Tina opened up her eyes and saw Jesus and then saw her mother. She passed away on her mother's birthday. And I can only imagine the joy and maybe even the surprise of my grandmother to have her baby girl with her again. Life is purposeful. When she was here, she was an amazing child of God. Have you asked for forgiveness and repented from sin? Find the peace that Jesus offers in true forgiveness through him. People can be found. People need to recognize that consistent prayer is so important to our lives. Perhaps that's why the notion of coming in with our secret Santas being our private prayer person, we need that in our lives. We need to feel comfortable that that person we're praying for is living a righteous and wonderful life as a child of God. And peace can actually be found when we pray consistently for others. Invite Christ into your life through prayer daily. Focus on spiritual practices and always express your gratitude. I would encourage each of you to read John 10 in its entirety this week. Maybe you can envision some of the actors that were up on the video this morning. A chaotic time when Jesus was here. Read chapter 10. Believe and find peace. I'm going to read from Numbers 6, 24 and 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And Philippians 4, 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas is a wonderful birthday, a birthday celebration for our Lord. Amen.